Blog Talk Radio.
If you feel a soul in it, how many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural.
Come on, talk to him. Hey.
I've
been a spiritual experience,
but you're a spiritual being. Living this natural experience.
Any
witnesses out there? You're not a natural being.
Oh, yeah.
I've been a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being.
Having what?
Living this natural experience.
Living part every day.
Thank you.
Let me be spiritual. Let me walk in the spirit. For the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting out imagination, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We have to be spiritual in order for God's will to work in our lives. Let us learn how to stay in the spirit and trust God for everything. A lot of people say, well, you can't stay in the spirit all day long. If I choose to, I can. Stay in that word and pray and read the Bible and trust in God. Amen, because he's the only way. Jesus said, I'm the truth and the light. No man can come to the Father except by him and him alone. I want to speak to you this morning about the prologue. Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to add a blessing to the reading of the word, to the teaching of the word, and ask that your total will be done. Because in you, it's where we live and move and have our beings. I bind up the enemy. I bind up his thoughts. I bind up his works. And ask that you would let this be a free course. Amen. Praise God. That people will know. Amen. Praise God. The power that you have over the enemy. Amen. In their lives. I don't care what is sickness, court cases, problems in their homes, God, you're able to stop and remove the works of the enemy. In Jesus' name. I'm coming out of the book of St. John, the Gospel according to St. John, the prologue, amen, praise God. His writings and his teachings on what Jesus had done in, while he was in the earth realm. Amen. And the Bible saying, St. John chapter 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the light was the light of man. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. We as the body of Christ are sent by God to bear witness to those that are in darkness so that they can come to the light and believe the true gospel of Jesus Christ and his Father and the Holy Spirit, the working of the Holy Spirit. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Amen, that was the true light, which is light of every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. Jesus made the world. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, they gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, which was born not of the blood, not of the will of the flesh, of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Amen. So, I want to speak to you about the prologue, the writings of John. Prologue is a word that means which goes before a speech. It's the beginning. It really pushes forth an act, becoming of the speech that one would make concerning whatever they have written about or experienced when they come before a crowd or just, you know, with family, and they begin to explain what's in the speech. And Jesus literally had thought the world in existence in his mind first. Then he spake it into existence. That's why we have to be careful with what we think, because what we think will come to pass. A lot of people don't know it, but we have to be careful about what we think. Amen. Praise God. Prologue means the introduction to discourse or performance or preamble of the gospel of Jesus. The performance, the works that Jesus did in the earth realm, amen, praise God. John began to speak about it. This is his testimony. This is his witness. He bare witness of the truth. We as the children of God that receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, bear witness of the truth that Jesus is Lord, that he works signs and miracles, that we have a testimony, amen, concerning the power that he has, amen, in order to keep us intact, because if it wasn't for Jesus, the enemy would literally destroy us. Amen. Jesus' works on earth was told by John as the way he seen it. He gave an account for speaking specifically about Jesus and his works and who he really is. Jesus truly is the Son of God, not born of flesh and blood or the will of mankind, amen, but born by the will of God. It's here in the 13th verse, it says, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. When a woman have a child, amen, praise God, and she get impregnated, that's the will of the flesh, because that's a part of the flesh, to birth children, to eat, to carry out various activities of the flesh. But the will of God is a spiritual thing. It's a supernatural thing that can only be carried out by the Holy Spirit. You see, we have a trinity with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all work together. But the thoughts of Jesus was first presented. He thought about creating mankind. He thought about creating the world. He thought about, amen, creating the animals, the planets, amen, the stars and the moon. It was all in Jesus' thoughts. It was all in his mind first. And then once he thought it, it became rhema. It became life. And when he thought it, immediately he spoke it. Thoughts are made up from the mind, or some people say from the heart. Then right after the thoughts are made up, they either bring life to your situation or death to your situation. So that's why we always should say that word, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God, or I don't want to think those thoughts. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to think upon Jesus Christ, the goodness of God, the fruits of the Spirit, and all of those to keep our mind and our thoughts purified. So that if we were to speak anything, amen, out of our mouth, it would not bring in negative actions against us in order to fight against us, but it would bring in positive stuff. Everything God made, he said it was good. Everything Jesus did in the earth realm was good. Amen. We have an enemy out there, and he's the one causes us to think evil, do evil, and bring evil upon us. So we are looking at the prologue of John's experience and his writings concerning Jesus Christ. John 1, I just read most of it, amen, what it say. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. All things were made by who? Amen. Praise God. They were made by God. Praise God. But Jesus was the one that enacted. He's the one that thought of the things, and he brought them to pass, amen, by what he thought and believed. Amen. Without him was not anything made that was made. Everything. Devil ain't got no power. He can't create. All he can do is destroy. All is in him. It's evil. In him was life. And life, the life was the light of man. You need to tell your neighbor you got light when you got Jesus Christ, because that's your life. Amen. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Darkness could not deal with it, could not understand it, because its deeds were evil. Amen. Praise God. When you're in a dark world, you can't see your way. But when you're in the light, amen, you can see your way. Praise God. You can see what's around you, your surroundings. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And you will understand. You will have knowledge. Amen, to understand that this is the way God functions, this is the way we should live. But the darkness, amen, that was in the world, amen, it comprehended not. It didn't come to reality. It didn't grasp that Jesus was the light. Amen, praise God. The darkness that was in mankind did not accept the light, amen, because it will reveal the evil that Satan had put in us. Amen. Praise God. So we live in a dark world that's totally corrupt and can be stopped from being resistible until irresistible. Amen. Because you can resist the devil. And he will have to flee. In the beginning was the Logos. That was the word. The Greek word for Logos means both the reason and the word. Reason and word. Reason or the reasoning of the rational acts of which Jesus Christ would think, or his thoughts in the present tense about creating the world, human beings, animals, the planet, amen, praise God, and all that is in the earth realm and in the world today. And because of his reasoning, amen, praise God, amen, and sending the word forth after his reasoning, then they will perform into the good, into our good. Christ would think in the present tense about creation and action of performing the logos, performing the logos. He thought the word, now it has to be performed. And it becomes in existence when you begin to speak it out. Even before you speak it out, he already know that it was going to come, and it comes into existence, causing it to manifest. He meditate on his thoughts, words, mankind, animals, plants, the troposphere, the atmosphere, the water, the sea, the land, amen, praise God, dry land, praise God. He began to meditate off on that. Amen, praise God. Amen. And it became rhema, amen. The lakes, the rivers, the trees, mankind, dirt, the oxygen, even the insects, before they came into existence, Jesus thought about it. He said, well, this is what I need in the earth realm. Then he spoke it into existence. We can speak a lot of stuff. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we can speak a lot of stuff in our lives that will bring death if we're not careful on how we use our words. Amen. Then he went on to speak his thoughts. Amen. He spoke those thoughts and meditated on them in his mind. Well, wisdom and knowledge and understanding, they literally work in the conscience of mankind. As far as Jesus was concerned, it began to work in his conscience, the understanding of works, the conscience, the reasoning, the logic, and the five senses. They all walked in agreement with Jesus Christ in order to bring things to pass. This is what John is saying. Amen. He's saying, now this is the beginning of Jesus' works, how he did it, how the earth came into existence, and we came into existence. Jesus is the Word. He's the Word with Father God. They're both, amen, amen, in agreement with the Word, amen, praise God. And the Holy Spirit is the one that acts upon it. He's the worker, amen. They work together in discerning for him what is good and what is evil, what is right and what's wrong. Now, in Jesus' plan, he never thought any evil to come out of this. And everything that he did as far as creation was concerned, the reasoning and the logic and the conscience, amen, praise God, the discernment, amen, they all work with Jesus Christ in order to bring in the good. God made everything good. Everything is perfect. But Satan came in and corrupted it. Amen. Then they bring into manifestation those thoughts that Jesus had meditated on. Amen, praise God. He said he wanted trees in the earth. And he knows the reason why he wanted the trees. The trees weren't just there for beauty, but they produced oxygen. Amen, for us in the earth realm. Everything Jesus did was right on time. Even the breath that we breathe, praise God, is because Jesus had made up in his mind that we as human beings would need to breathe. So he gave us that oxygen. Amen, praise God. God said his word, his thoughts were not our thoughts. Isaiah 55:8. He is always thinking that, amen, is a good thing for us because it's a benefit to us, his creation. When we are afflicted, when we are sick, when we're going through marital problems, children have issues on the job, all kinds of sin, amen, that want to overtake us, God is always thinking, figuring out a way, a good way to bring us out. When war occurs, most wars are because of satanic attack. one nation's thoughts are evil against another nation. So they walk in that and they begin to fight against each other. Psalms 1 speaks about his counsel, as well as Proverbs 11 and 14. He has always had thoughts as God is an eternal God. So are thoughts. They are, amen, always. They were. They have been. Always with him. Before we were created, God had thoughts. Amen. Praise God. Jesus would think things. They would hold the thoughts of conversation by the word. Praise God. In order to bring forth anything, they would think. Amen. Praise God. That's why when we go to thinking, God said in his word, his thoughts not like ours. He want to please us. He want us to have an expected end. He want things to be good for us. But it's up to us to want to receive those things. Amen. And that's good thoughts. Amen. When evil thoughts come in your mind, you need to dispel them, because they profit nothing but demonic oppression in the spirit realm that causes you to fall in the natural if you speak them out, or even the inwardly thoughts. Amen. The inward man thoughts are expressed through the vehicle of language. Amen. And that's conversation when we speak the word. Amen. Praise God. Whether we speak in the word of the Bible or speaking just words, you might think a thought, oh, I know how I can build this cabinet. Amen. And a thought comes first, and then you begin to speak it out. I can do it like this here and do it like that, and that'll work. I might need to add this or take away from that. All of this will work concerning, amen, the things that Jesus and you or anybody else would think. It's always for all the goods, amen, praise God, if the enemy don't come in. First come the thoughts, then the speech, but now bring forth the logo itself, which is now spoken, a right now spoken word. You think it and it comes to pass. You speak it out, it comes to pass. That comes the rhema, word of God, the utterance of declarations and decrees that bring to pass the word of God. Amen. Praise God. We need to always declare and decree over our lives. We are the head and not the tail, above and not the knee. We are the blood-bought children of God. We are going to be successful. We are going to have the best. We are the best. Amen. Praise God. We are kingdom children. So John is literally saying that Jesus, at the beginning of creation, speaks the word. He is the word. Amen. Praise God. And then he began to declare and decree it so that it can be manifested. This is just some of the works that Jesus did. But we as the body of Christ, amen, need to understand that in order to be just like Jesus, we're going to have to think like him, we're going to have to make declarations like he did, and we're going to have to believe in what we think, amen, praise God, so that it comes forth, amen, as righteousness, amen. So, amen, the declaration that John spoke, amen, was the word, amen. Jesus Christ being the word, praise God, and how we as the body of Christ need to live that word, that rhema, that logos, amen, that spoken word must come to pass, praise God. Jesus went on to do signs and wonders, amen, miracles, amen, praise God. And then he went on to say, I cannot do anything except my Father do it first. And then he said, I cannot speak anything in this, and he speaks first. So the word, the life, the rhema must be in your life. That's one of the greatest works, amen, that Jesus did. He created the heavens and the earth. Holy Ghost moved upon it. God set his stamp of approval on it, and it became in existence. Have a wonderful day.